When it comes to religion, is Bible doctrine important? Most people who claim to be Christians think the details of what we believe don't matter, that all that matters is if you believe in Jesus. They reason that since preachers teach different things, different doctrines, it must not matter to God. But since when does 2 plus 2 equal 4 and 5 at the same time? Evidently, Jesus taught doctrine was important, as he warned his disciples in Matthew 16:12, beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. If doctrine doesn't matter, why did Jesus warn his disciples of such? 2 John 9 reads, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. So the doctrine we believe and teach must be super important because it determines whether or not we have God. We can't be saved if we don't have God, can we? Jesus said in Matthew 15:9, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Do you see how teaching the wrong doctrine results in our worship being vain? We certainly can't serve God acceptably like that, can we? Romans 6:17 reads, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin. That says, to be made free from sin, we must obey the doctrine. Question, if we don't know the correct doctrine, how are we going to obey the correct doctrine in order to be saved? 1 Timothy 4:16 says, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. So to be saved, this text says we must continue in the doctrine. 1 Timothy 6:3-5 instructs, if any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, from such withdraw thyself. So churches must withdraw fellowship from those who don't consent to the doctrine taught by God's word. 2 Timothy 4:3 reads, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. This is why most preachers limit their preaching to only what their audience already accepts. That is the way they maintain their teaching opportunities and salaries. Titus 1:9 reads, holding fast the faithful word as it hath been taught, that he may be able to by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. So not only must we have sound doctrine, it is important that we use it to correct others' false doctrine, like we do on this program. 2 John 10:11 instructs, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Most seem to just want to go along with those in different churches who teach different doctrines, but this forbids doing such. Instead, we must fight false doctrine in order to save as many as possible. If doctrine is not important, then it would be okay to believe, teach, and practice abortion, gay marriage, etc. But if doctrine is important, then we shouldn't go along with women preachers, the teaching that water baptism is not necessary to salvation, once saved, always saved, infant baptism, sprinkling for baptism, etc., etc. You should ask yourself this question. What about the doctrine at the church you attend?